I think we are. But there's no rush either.
Okay.
So City Council will come back from recess. We have a resolution and proclamation in reference to time certain. Item number 92. Carla, would you please read the title?
Appoint Brian Lessler and Amy Pico and reappoint James M. Smith and Lee Moore to the Housing Authority of Portland Board of Commissioners.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. And I have a brief opening statement, but I would invite Brian, Amy, Jim, and Lee forward with current chair Jeff Bachrach, if you could all come forward and take seats. And we're going to ask you to each say something. And first, let me just say welcome to the Portland City Council. And as the city's housing commissioner, this is one of my favorite roles, but more importantly, as a former member of the Board of Commissioners of the Housing Authority of Portland, it gives me great pride to share this moment with the mayor. But I think as I reflected on how to introduce this agenda item, it occurred to me that the best way to talk about what we're asking you to take on today is to pause for a moment and reflect on the death of two giants in our community whose work is directly related to the work that you are assuming. And I am, of course, referring to Fred Rosenbaum and to Denny West. I had the great honor of working directly with Denny, the longtime former executive director of the Housing Authority of Portland, and we overlapped. He was the executive director from 1991 to 2001. And I also had the great pleasure of having a lot of interaction with Fred Rosenbaum. In addition to being my insurance broker, which is how I think half of Portland knew Fred, he must have set a record for service because he served on the board of HAP from 1965 to 1980. That is an extraordinary tenure. Denny West was Steve Rudman's predecessor, and he only mildly objected when Steve was offered the job as his successor. Denny was one of the real giants, and I, as someone who moved to Oregon in the mid to late 90s, I did not know Denny in his other incarnations at Portland State University and the many other important roles he played. But I'll never forget the first retreat where the HAP board assembled for a retreat to talk about strategic direction of HAP. And I was a freshly minted commissioner with lots of harebrained ideas. And the third or fourth time I popped off, Denny turned to me and said, Nick, quite honestly, you're barking up the wrong tree. Something I usually hear from my colleagues privately. This was in a more public setting. And that speaks to Denny. Denny was the kind of person that would, in a very quiet and unassuming way, let you know exactly what he thought and would shape what you were doing. And I'll never forget that. Nick, you're barking up the wrong tree. And his partnership with Howard Shapiro, who coincided with him through most of his service as the chair, produced amazing dividends for our community and included the launching of the very ambitious plan by HAP to develop affordable housing, to go beyond being what they used to be, which was a HUD franchisee, to actually getting into the business of developing affordable housing. Denny West has left an incredible legacy, and I know that I'll be seeing many of you at his memorial service, which I believe is a week from this Sunday. And there's 2 hours has been set aside at Portland State, and I'm really looking forward to hearing all the veterans of those wars come forward and talk about the days of working with Denny directly and what he meant to our community. But his passing was a great loss. And I think from my colleagues, I would say that, quite honestly, the new Columbia as a project, the revitalization of Columbia Villa, would not have happened without Denny West. And Denny had the early vision, worked with the leadership to make it happen. And of course, this council provided resources and other support to make it happen. But that may be his enduring legacy. For Fred Rosenbaum, most of us, of course, have had experience working with Fred's son, Mark, who was not long ago was the chair of the board of the PDC commissioners. And Mark is very similar to his father in many regards. But if you read the obituary today and you read the news story, You read about how Fred and his family escaped fascism and how he came to this country and the many ways in which he served. It's a remarkable story. And I used to meet with him every few months at his favorite lunch place. And he always started the conversation the same way. He'd say, "Nikki, what are we going to do about?" And then fill in the blank. With Fred, there was always a cause that needed to be championed. And he was always in the thick of things. And he was a person of strong opinions and a person who just loved this country and what it meant for him and his family. And to put his legacy in perspective, there would be, of course, no Camp Rosenbaum without Fred Rosenbaum. And that was his idea to take children to what's now what's called Camp Rylea on the coast and give them an opportunity every summer to have a healthy place to be. These are children of families in public housing throughout the three-county area who go to this camp. And one of the really unique features of this is that when they get there, their counselors are all dressed down. And over the week or two that they're there, they're dealing with their counselors dressed informally. But it's the last day of the camp that they finally realize that their counselors are actually police officers and firefighters who had kept their uniforms off throughout the whole time but put their uniforms on the last day. And it was Fred's vision that we could humanize that relationship between young people and people who wore the uniform and also give them this opportunity to get out of public housing and out of their circumstances and enjoy a week or two on the coast. But if you want to go back a little further in history, there's another piece of his legacy which links up with something the council did not long ago in supporting, in offering support to HAP for the planning around the revitalization of Hillsdale Terrace and the application for HOPE 6 grant, because it was Fred Rosenbaum that led the fight in Southwest Portland for the original Hillsdale Terrace. And that was the probably in the annals of the housing authority fights, that was probably the most contentious and racially charged fight that HAP ever had around housing. And we've come a long way that now as we're talking about revitalizing Hillsdale Terrace, the arguments advanced are let's make sure there's connectivity and green spaces and we're dealing with the stormwater runoff the right way and we're integrating the services, not whether low-income people have a right to be in the Hillsdale community. So it is an extraordinary thing to mark the passing of a leader of the stature of Denny West, and we'll have a chance soon to reflect on his and many contributions. But it is especially, I think, poignant that within the same time frame, we lose Fred Rosenbaum. The success which the Housing Authority enjoys today would not have been possible without the pioneering work of Denny and Fred. And I want to take this moment just to reflect on their lives and what they meant not only to HAP and the community, but to me as someone who was interested in housing issues but needed some seasoning and some training. So I just wanted to comment on that, Mayor and colleagues. And there are two memorial services coming up where those who are interested can pay their respects. I believe Fred's is at the National Guard next Tuesday afternoon. Fred was a great champion of the National Guard here. And then a week from Sunday at Portland State University, there'll be a public memorial for Denny West. And in a sense, everything we do as part of the HAP family, and the city is squarely in the category of HAP family because of the strong partnership that's been built over the years, we do building on the work that Denny and Fred pioneered. So I wanted to use that as a prelude to welcome Brian Lesler, who is the nominee of Gresham, and Amy Pico, who is a resident representative.
Pico.
Jim, pardon me?
Sorry, Pico.
Pico. Amy changed her name. I'm sorry. you're right to do so. We'll
no, welcome. Just for the record.
Thank you. Thank you. To Jim Smith, who is being reappointed, and to Lee Moore, who is here both as a longtime member of the Board of Commissioners and, more importantly, for today's purposes, as the chair-elect. So the outgoing chair is Jeff Bachrach. Jeff, would you like to introduce our newest members?
I would, if you'll indulge me for a moment. First, thank you for those eloquent comments about two HAP members of the community, Denny and Fred. Just, I'm completing my third year as chair of HAP, and I think about Fred serving 15 years as chair of HAP, and it's sort of overwhelming and daunting, that level of time and commitment, and it's one more testament to his legacy, which lives on at HAP. So it's sort of, I guess we all feel a little bit more overwhelmed as we think about trying to live up to that standard. So thank you all. Thank you for having HAP Day here. You cleared the agenda and brought in HAP. I know I feel honored.
Cleared the room.
Cleared the room. Once you appoint our two new members, we will have a quorum, so we'll have to leave. But briefly, if you indulge me, I'll take advantage before I introduce them, just to mention a couple things going on with HAP, because we don't get a chance to kind of regularly brief the full council. The big news, or the big item on the horizon, which Nick alluded to, is we are waiting to hear from HUD on whether we're going to get $17 million to jumpstart the redevelopment of Hillsdale Terrace. The city was one of our supporters in that application. We expect to hear next month. We're in touch with our congressional delegation. I'm sure we'll be touching base with some of you just to be sure we're doing everything we can do in Washington to get that grant awarded. It may be the last round of Hope 6, and we sure want to be sure we're a recipient. So thank you for your support so far, and hopefully we'll all get good news next month. We have two more projects wrapping up in downtown Portland in the next few months. We've got the Martha Washington, which we're building in conjunction with the county, 108 units. And the other project is we're also a county-sponsored project, all with city money, as well as the former University Place, which we're now calling the Dr. James Hawthorne Building. And for those of you whose history is not that keen on Portland, as we all learned it happened, James Hawthorne was actually the founder of the first hospital for the mentally ill in Portland in 1858, and apparently he attained some national renown as in treating the mentally ill. And so that was proposed as the name for the new building, and so that's what it's going to be called. It'll be 48 units, which the county will manage for severely mental patients. So those two are on tap, and we hope the next time we're reporting back to you, maybe we will have something to report in East County and Gresham, which remains a priority for us to try to find a way to create some new housing out there. So that's where HAP's at. And
we should also mention two other things.
Okay.
You are the lead developer for the most important project that the city is currently funding, which is the Resource Access Center, which is the centerpiece of our 10-year plan to end homelessness. And
is it done yet?
I think, what time? We're going to be done talking about it until it is done.
Groundbreaking. It was a month ago.
And the mayor likes results and follow-up. And the second is you've been working with the city on a big look at the Section 8 program, looking to think through how we can remove barriers that some of our citizens face when they are issued a voucher. So in the totality, we are working together on many important work, and all of those, Jeff, have occurred during your watch as chair.
Well, thank you for suggesting I get some credit, but it's always a team effort, and thank you. And I am stepping down after 3 years as the chair, and I look forward to joining Gretchen Kefauri as a backbencher where I can create more havoc and trouble for staff, so that'll be a nice change. And Lee Moore, who is here today, will be, assuming everything goes well today, will become our chair in January. So, and I also brought with me, though you've probably got them before, but this is to make sure you have them. We're kind of proud of, it's not exactly an annual report, but it's sort of a 7-year look back for HAP, a way to kind of just put in writing and context some of the things we've accomplished. And we tried to limit the puffery in it and make it more of just a report to the community. And it's something we're proud of as a government agency that I think has performed admirably. So with that, thank you all, and we will...
Why don't we start with Jim and...
Let everyone introduce themselves.
And with the chair-elect, and if you could, introduce yourself and just tell us one or two things about you and what your priority, what your focus is on the HAP board.
The name is Jim Smith, and... that really is me. And the last year and a half has been very, very rewarding. I had absolutely no idea what I was in for or what to expect. My background is business, especially small business. And I actually am very interested not only in the issues of providing housing, but in actually taking... these people to the clients to the next step, which is becoming self-sustaining. And I'm really looking forward to serving a second term, and I hope that it will be just as rewarding as the experience I've had in the last year and a half.
Thank you, Jim. Amy, you're up next, and would you also acknowledge your special guest today?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Wait, maybe we can move the mic to you.
Yes. My name's Amy Pico, and I brought my daughter, Evie, over here, and my inspiration for everything I do. My little partner in business as well. You'll see her quite a bit with me because I'm a single mom. But, you know, I'm really, really excited to be here as a resident commissioner and the co-chair for the Resident Advisory Committee. I've been on the Housing Authority of Portland since 2005 when I ported in from Bend. And it was a special port where I was authorized to move in because I was seeking my bachelor's at Portland State University and I was accepted. And so in winter of 08, I completed that, and I've started my own business doing on-site childcare at events, and I grew quite fond of working with the families through many of the workshops that the Housing Authority does, and I wanted to be further involved with the organization, and I found out about this opportunity, and just really excited to be able to have it offered to me and look forward to learning side-by-side with all the professionals that are here and helping families connect with resources in the community, because there's so many resources available. I think at times it's just challenging for families to manage their own personal life as well as outreach into resources that they don't know are out there. And so I'd like to be able to find a way to connect families with things such as a fix-it fair or city master plan and other activities that are going on that would benefit the community. So, well,
thank you, and thanks to your daughter for also joining the team.
Mm-hmm. I'm Brian Lessler. I'm president of a development and general contracting company in Gresham, Persimmon Development Group and PDG Construction. I've been in that business longer than I like to admit because it sort of pinpoints how old I am, but that's okay because I enjoy what I do a great deal. I find it very interesting setting in this building because I think back to my beginning in the housing industry when the permit center was downstairs in this building and you could literally walk in a day and in a few hours pick up a residential building permit, and the average cost of a permit in those days was about $475. So that takes you back a ways. True story.
That was before Commissioner Leonard became the commissioner. Shame on you, Randy.
That's really used to be good.
Now.
That is about as damning a testimonial as we'll come back to that.
I'm afraid to tell you too much because you guys may decide you don't want me on this board after all.
You're bordering right now.
I think you've safely got three votes. Don't worry. It doesn't have to be unanimous.
I'm honored to be here, and it's an honor that Mayor Bemis asked me to serve in this capacity. I've tried to engage in our community and give back to the community throughout my career. Plus, Mayor Bemis threatened me that if I didn't serve, he wouldn't let me in the best Italian restaurant in Gresham anymore. So I had to pay heed to that. I'm enthusiastic and excited to be involved in this group because I've seen the benefit that housing has in terms of stabilization of families, the impact it has on children and their ability to move forward in life. And so I hope to be a part of that, and I'd like to focus my energy and time on partnerships with the city of Portland, particularly in the Mid-County region and the borders, 5 or 6 miles between Portland and Gresham, where not too much has happened in terms of affordable housing and those kinds of services. So hopefully my time in the saddle in this industry will bring some benefit, and I'm just looking forward to serving in this capacity.
Well, Mr. Lessler, thank you very much. And as the representative of Gresham, you will remind us regularly that it is something somewhat of an anomaly that the countywide Housing Authority is named the Housing Authority of Portland, but we'll come back to that.
That's an issue that I understand will be discussed at length.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Lee Moore.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, Commissioner Fish, I guess I am somewhat humble by being in this particular position. I'm a native Oregonian, born in a town called Vanport that exists no longer. This is really a legacy opportunity for me. When my family came here from the South, we lived in government housing. We lived in Gowes Lake. We lived in University Park. And I can remember thinking as a little kid or hearing my parents talk about someday we're going to own a house. I was raised in government daycare because my parents worked in the shipyard. And at that time, daycare was subsidized by the government. So it seems like we've gone full circle. At least we're trying to go there. I remember Columbia Villa when no minorities were allowed to live there. And we had to live in University Park. And I remember how elated my parents were in 1951 when we moved into our home about 8 blocks away from what is now New Columbia. And so being able to work at the Housing Authority with the staff, being able to step forward now, filling some very large shoes, hopefully I can do as well in the leadership role that the board is asking me to assume. But I'm, as I said, very, very, very honored and humbled. And contrary to Commissioner Leonard, who chided me about a year and a half ago, I'm the general manager of Clackamas River Water. I'm here to tell him that I'm still standing or sitting as a case for me. I think he had a bet in at the time. And I've served an equal number of years in both the public and private sector and essentially came out of retirement to be the general manager of Clackamas River Water. So public service is something that I believe in, that I insist upon for myself, and this is a real opportunity.
We're lucky to have you, Lee. Mayor, if I may beg your indulgence, could we suspend the rules to have a proclamation read and then see if there's any public testimony and then conclude the event?
Sounds great.
So I'd like to ask if all of our invited guests could would excuse yourself for one moment. And Jeff, if you would please stay at the dais. We did not advertise this part of the program to the outgoing chair, but thanks to a conspiracy of your friends, Jeff, and I am very pleased to read a proclamation that the mayor of the city of Portland issued today. And it reads as follows. Whereas Jeff Bachrach is a champion for safe and affordable housing, who brought his professional knowledge of development and real estate to the Housing Authority of Portland, serving on HAP's Board of Commissioners since 2001. And whereas Jeff Bachrach led HAP as chair of the Board of Commissioners for 3 years, from 2007 through 2009, a period in which HAP successfully undertook critical and challenging missions for the City of Portland, including the rehabilitation of the Grove Hotel and the development of the Resource Access Center, now under construction. And whereas Jeff Bachrach's leadership at HAP resulted in more than 15,000 of our community's most vulnerable households receiving the housing and services they need to be successful, whether they are living on a limited fixed income or striving to become self-sufficient. Whereas in addition to his service at the Housing Authority of Portland, Jeff Bachrach has been a dedicated civic leader and community volunteer, serving as an original commissioner of the Portland Baseball Commission, and on the boards of Reach Community Development Corporation, the Commercial Real Estate Economic Coalition, and the Home Builders Association of Metropolitan Portland. And whereas we wish to thank Jeff Bachrach for his leadership, dedication, and commitment as he steps down as chair of the Housing Authority of Portland Board of Commissioners, and wish him the best in his future endeavors and calls to service. Now, therefore, and I'm now speaking for the mayor, I, Sam Adams, mayor of the City of Portland, City of Roses do hereby proclaim Wednesday, January 13th, 2010, to be a day of recognition for Jeff Bachrach in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Jeff, congratulations. I'll give you the original.
My question, Nick, is, does this mean my daughter, who you know well, will have to listen to me for one day?
Or oh,
is that
no.
beyond the pale of...
What it means is, after 7 p.m., parking is free for you.
No key to the city, though. Thank
consider
you.
That, I guess.
It's a lean time.
Mayor, council members, thank you very much. I'm honored and touched. Thank you. I would mention, it could be the last HAP award you give out if, as was alluded to, we're in a strategic planning process, and one of the issues on the table, which has been kicked around quietly for many years, is do we change our names? I'm fond of HAP, but there are others, because of our countywide responsibility, who want to discuss a new name. So that will be discussed. We don't know where that discussion will go. So, but thank you again.
Thank you, thank Jeff, you. For all your service. And Carla, I know that Steve Rudman had signed up to talk. Anyone else?
I just have Harold Williams and Veronica Bernier.
Why don't we bring all three up?
Okay. Please come on up.
Is it going to be him? Housing Authority of Multnomah? Is it going to be him?
No. Come up with something more generic. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Steve Rudman is the Distinguished Executive Director of HAP. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Commissioner, Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you for making this much time available for the Housing Authority. As you can see, and Commissioner David Widmark is also a city councilor for the City of Gresham is here as well. And we actually do have a quorum, so if you don't mind, we could do some of our business, too, while we're here. But as you know, we're a public corporation, and we're guided by the citizen appointees that you're making and have made. And I think this is a great example of the discussion we had today, how seriously and how fortunate I am to work at the Housing Authority under such dedicated public stewards of funds. And you remember the major difficulty we have is there's so many families in Multnomah County who are eligible for housing assistance, and we're really able to only house basically about one out of three families. But we still have housed 15,000 households. And during some lean times in the last decade, the city of Portland's come to, has been a great supporter of us at the Housing Authority when our federal partners were less than stellar. We are the first time since I've been here, as Nick mentioned, in 2001, that we're actually looking at public housing being funded at the level we're supposed to get, as opposed to being prorated, which we have been for the last many years. So I just wanted to actually add my sentiment to my commissioners, and particularly to Jeff, who has been on the board and has been really invaluable to add a perspective from his perspective, from being the private sector as a land use attorney and understanding real estate development from the private side. I guess it could be said that Jeff really doesn't have a government gene in his body, and basically is making sure that as a public corporation, we are as efficient and as effective as we can be. And the other thing is, though he's got this gruff exterior, he actually really does believe in our mission, and he cares a lot about people who have less. So it's been a pleasure to serve under him. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, good. You defer to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice to see you. Okay, good. I'll just inch over to this. Boo-boo. Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Test. I'm Veronica from Portland State, Community Health Education graduate of 2005. My interest in housing is that Women's Affordable Housing, my own nonprofit, likes to be abreast of most new housing ventures, and the current state of housing in the city is very important. I want to congratulate Mr. Bachrach on his continued service to the city and also support that meritorious service award. Awards given in service to the city are many. And I would like to also salute our mayor, Sam Adams, for his amazing track record in helping the homeless out during this rainy day, the whole winter. Opening up churches to the homeless is a good idea. And also to Commissioner Nick Fish for his current incredible strides in housing today and in the future. I'd like to also give kudos to Nick Fish's group for his past work as regards to Rose Haven, and keeping the doors open in places like Sally Eck and places like, the Williams Plaza and places, Section 42 housing, 4400 Montgomery. places like the 12 Tower East and other places where seniors need to live in safety and security. Also, I'd like to salute Commissioner Amanda Fritz for her good work with Rosie Haven in bringing those ladies in and keeping them comfortable. Now, on the horizon is a new, brand new ramp with exposure to the west. It's kind of to the west right now, digging in under 12 feet. But the earth will move, and the ramp will make a secure way for more of those women any age to come into Rose Haven, which is keeping the doors open in a time of political up and down where you don't know what's on the horizon, even if you're a small boat, like in a dinghy or something, sailing, you know, not unlike maybe a Cal 20. You got to make sure you got extra ballast there to stay afloat. But Rose Haven is staying in touch with the women, and they're keeping them in. And Commissioner Randy Leonard, I know you support everything on the water because you are a water man. I knew I was going to do it. Don't forget your water wings.
Even know what a Cal 20 is.
I knew you knew what a Cal 20 was. I almost bought one. I've been bay sailing. Raccoon Straits is no place to go if you don't know your captain. But stay steady on the water. It's full speed ahead in some areas. And kudos to Miss Rachel Duke. Back here, I noticed you. Hi. For your past work on the GOALS program, G-O-A-L-S. And good work, commissioners. Good job.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good Mr. to see William. You. Always good to see you.
Mayor Adams, Commissioner Leonard, Fritz, and Fish, I want to go back a little, bear with me a minute, to talk about Denny West and Mr. Rosenbaum. I knew Denny at Portland State back in the urban study days when Lee Brown, who was, nationally, mayor of Houston and other ventures. Denny was also on my committee when I got my master's degree back in the day, so I've been around a few days. And I want to do it kind of separately real quick and put the words on how I view both gentlemen. Denny was a visionary in many ways, very quiet, but very astute. He understood the demographics and the landscape of what we have in Northeast Portland and those who are disenfranchised in housing. Denny had the compassion, and yet you wondered sometime in his quiet manner what he was thinking, but you always knew his heart was good. And those persons who didn't have a voice and didn't have a place to stay, a place to be, Denny put it down in paper and made it policy and made it a procedure. I don't know all the ins and outs of the Housing Authority, but I knew that there was a great man involved in the Housing Authority, that being Denny West. We who have lived for a minute here in Portland remember when many things that affected people of color, and Denny was a silent voice to make sure we had a place at the table. He will be missed, and those who have talked about angels and talked about people who have made a difference, Denny brought us together not by his loud roar, but by his silence and his compassion, and he will be missed. Mr. Rosenbaum brought people together, the Jewish community, the African American community together for many years. When things wasn't as sweet as they could be in Portland, he was on the front line. And I was a little upstart, a little outspoken in the day. I'm kind of quiet nowadays. But he was always on the front line. And many people take credit for things that they didn't do. But Mr. Rosenbaum didn't get enough credit for the things he did do. And for all of us who understand when we didn't have many places to be, when there were restrictions on where we could be involved, he made sure that children had a place to go on the coast, and he made sure that we talked to one another in different communities. And when you say Rosenbaum and what he's about, I think God is embracing, for now he has a person that's one to organize in heaven, and he will be there to make sure we all have a place at the table. And my friend Lee Moore, who you've graciously, hopefully, put in his chair. I've known him since we were teenagers. And Lee has always been the smart one all over the place, brilliant in many ways. He's been our hero in many ways in the black community and been on these key positions that he's been in, the Liquor Commission, the lottery, and all these things, and now with the Housing Authority. Lee has been the symbol that gave us hope and know that professionalism did come from our community. Giles Lake, Columbia Villa, North Portland. Now our hero is a good chance to be the chair. It's a beautiful thing. And for a person that's been around as long as I have, I really want to thank the mayor and all of you for considering the future and what Lee brings to the commission and all the other people that you're going to appoint. But for Denny, for Mr. Rosenbaum, and for Lee Moore, I, who have been around a few days, would like to thank you for beautiful people, bringing them to the stage of this beautiful city. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williams. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Fritz.
I can't add anything else to Mr. Williams's eloquent words except thank you very much for serving, and good luck in your endeavors. Thank you for being here. Thank you to your daughter for being here also, Amy. It becomes a family event when you are volunteering on a board as important as this one. It becomes very much a part of your whole family's life. And that's how it should be, as Mr. Williams just outlined. It matters to our whole community that you are serving, so thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Well, there's a narrative in almost every religion that I'm aware of that talks about the cycles of life and the seasons of life. And there's a beautiful part of the Christian service that talks about renewal. And then as we say goodbye to someone, we also celebrate a fresh start somewhere else. That following the fall comes the spring. And in a sense, what we're doing today is we're paying tribute to two giants who really put Hap on the map and provided the foundation upon which all of our work has followed and created doors of opportunity for people to follow. And that's Denny and Fred. And today we are paying tribute to them and saying goodbye. And at the same time, we're welcoming four terrific public servants who've agreed to give of their time selflessly to join the Hap team. And we thank you for that. And we're also acknowledging that there's been a leadership change. And we're thanking Jeff for his service, and we're welcoming Lee with great hope for his service. So to all of you who've agreed to take on this responsibility, thank you. And please know that your service is vitally important to the city, because we have no more important partner in the work we do around affordable housing than the Housing Authority of Portland. So, Mayor, it is my great pleasure to vote aye.
Leonard?
So, Brian, Amy, and Lee, thank you for, or Jim, I should say, thank you for agreeing to serve. And Lee, you have requited yourself as the director at the Clackamas Water District. I follow the water business closer than some, and there's no more challenging position in the water business in the region than what you've undertaken, and that you've been able to handle that gives me great confidence that you'll do well leading this important agency. So, I very much appreciate all the words today. Aye.
Adams.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your leadership these past 3 years. Harold and the rest of the board, thank you for your continuing leadership to those that we are proving today as well. Thanks for your service. I look forward to working with you all on the PDC economic development side, on the skills training side. We've got a lot of great partnershiping ahead of us. So with this vote, you have a quorum, and maybe you got to leave the room fast. Aye. So approved. Council is recessed.
Mayor, adjourned. Could we get a quick picture with the group?
Yep.
So we have a photographer. If we could have everyone come up here and get a quick picture.
Oh, I was going to retire. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, no. My.